It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.9985 MyPigRadio.com. It's the morning show, John, Anna, and friends on this Monday, December 7th. Millwhite Credit Union is our sponsor. They're stronger, smarter, and sensible with three locations to serve you. And we have doubleheader guests.
Yeah,
today.
That's so much fun.
Well, she told me a little bit. I said, I've got a surprise for you. I've got a surprise guest. And she goes, you want to know? I said,
No,
I want to be surprised. And then I was so delighted when I found out we're talking Seasons of Light.
Yeah.
Again, because I went last year.
We had so much fun.
And I loved it because I love Christmas. I love Christmas lights. And then yep. You throw in the music and all the fun activities they have there. It's just over the top goodness.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I love it. But Seasons of Light is open again and has been open since, around Thanksgiving time or somewhere?
We open the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Okay. And you're going to run it all the way through the 27th because Christmas is on a Friday.
That's correct.
So,
that's correct.
6 o'clock each night.
Yeah, correct.
And I'm remembering what you told me from Facebook.
Right.
6 to 9 during the weekdays right now, 6 to 10 on the weekends, but you'll may do some expansion on that when the school gets time to let out, right?
Right. Well, we don't kick anybody out. They can stay as long as they want.
Right. You might start shooing.
Right.
Well, for those
don't
out there
that
don't know anything about it, we're going to start from scratch here. And so, Seasons of Light, it sounds like fun, but what is it? Okay. Tell us what Seasons of Light is and where it's located.
Okay, so we are a drive-through Christmas light park and entertainment center, and we want to emphasize our entertainment center because that's what makes us a little bit different from others in East Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a one-mile drive-through of Christmas lights on both sides. So my husband likes to say we have 2 miles of lights.
Yeah.
They're on both sides. Yeah. You got to look both ways.
Yes, so we have that about three-quarters of the way through. We have an entertainment center. This year we have added a tree maze out front that has 129 trees out there.
I like that.
So it's a lot of great, it's a great, great picture spot. It also has little animals and things hidden throughout there for the kids to find in there. So it's a fun thing that we've added. It was definitely a lot of labor, but it was a lot of fun too. Mm-hmm. It's very pretty. We've expanded our outside porch area, and we have fire pit out there. We also have food trucks that come on Friday and Saturday night, so you can make an evening of it and come eat dinner out there. This weekend, we have Shorty's food truck, which will be out there.
They're good.
We're excited
about.
That's
so fantastic, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excited about that. And then inside the entertainment center, we have the kids' activity area. We have tons of backdrops and photo booths areas.
Lots
of Christmas trees.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of them were decorated by local businesses who came in who have better decorating skills than I do.
Well, you used them all up on the light.
Yeah, that's where my skills end, is doing Christmas trees and booths. But they have done a fantastic job, and they're making some great pictures out there. We've seen some really fun pictures on.
I like how you're getting the line organized for Santa. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So we have Santa and Mrs. Claus on Friday and Saturday and Sunday evenings. And then as we get closer to Christmas, they'll be there a few more extra nights. You can find that on our Facebook page. But instead of waiting in line, long line to see Santa with your kids, which can be pretty miserable because they see everything else around the building
right.
they want to do, instead of doing that, we are taking your name and your phone number, and then we just text you Santa time when it's your time
to
come
up. Oh, I
love that.
So the kids are off having fun.
Yes,
still.
Yes.
Finding joy.
Don't have to stand in line till you're within two people of seeing Santa, so... that makes it a lot more fun for the kids as well. And that is, you know, we did that for the COVID situation, but that's definitely something we are going to keep.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
And you told us on the Facebook that you came up a way when it's time to take the pictures and visit with Santa. Mm-hmm. It's a COVID-friendly way.
Yeah.
Sure. So this year, Santa, we have separate seating. We still wanted to have the experience, but keep it safe for those that are... want to be COVID friendly and worry, that are worried about that. We still want them to have the Santa experience because that is part of Christmas.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so we did a separate seating booth, which you can also see on our website and Facebook page. But he has his chair, and then we have a love seat for the families to sit on. He is not doing lap holding this year, but
not
the pictures are still...
Yeah.
We're getting some...
You can still see a good...
Oh, yeah. Some cute, candid shots, which makes it more fun anyway. So
well, lap holding will probably come back next year after they get the vaccine out. But at least you're doing it that way.
No, I mean, like there's it. Some other ways and then there's enough room for everybody
to
sit.
Oh, yeah. It's been a lot of fun. And, you know, they still get their time to visit with him. And they do not have to purchase... We take pictures. They do not have to purchase pictures. Everybody that comes in can visit with Santa.
Oh, I like that.
So they don't, that's included with their admission through the gates.
Oh, well, stay with us. We'll talk more about this coming up. More of the Best and Most Country, by the way, is coming up next right here on The Pig. It's a Monday morning, John, Anna, and friends. Stay with us. 1039 and 98.5, mypigradio.com. She Daisy, right there on your radio. We don't play a lot of that, but they're good.
Yeah.
On The Pig, 1039, 98.5, mypigradio.com. And Season of Lights is at it again. How many years does this make for you guys to be doing this?
This is our third year.
Okay. And last year was the first year that I
It's a tradition now for us.
And now it's a tradition, as you say, because it was so much fun.
Yeah.
And they're adding new things every single year to make it even more of a fun experience. And you don't have to travel miles and miles and miles to enjoy something like this. So thankful to you and your family for... putting this on, because it's not, as we mentioned, it's not easy. It's work, and it takes a lot of ingenuity too to think up these things. You got to have an idea person. Are you the idea person?
Well, my husband's pretty good at that too. Uh-huh. Randall does a good job at that, but we have learned a lot. We were very green. We knew nothing when we first started the first year, but we've learned a lot, and now We have big ideas for the future, you know, what we want to add. And we're only using 25 acres out there, and we're only using a few acres.
So they've got plenty of
room for expansion.
Plenty of expansion as they go along and what they come up with and decide to do. You do have, again, this year, the people can go out there and make their s'mores, right?
Yes, they can. They can get a s'more
that
kit
was our
at
favorite
the concession
part.
Area.
Yes.
That also, we have seen, that makes one of the best pictures, too. Mm-hmm. Family pictures, candid shots. So
you took some great pictures of us. Yeah,
we definitely encourage you to do that. And the kids love that. Even if they don't eat the s'more or want the marshmallow or just eat the chocolate,
it's just a fun time
for the family.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, it's just a little extra thing that makes it even more enjoyable. Talk about a little bit. I don't know if we talked about it last year or not, but the original thought on this. Who came up with the original? Was it you or your husband or both of you? I mean, how did y'all come up with this original plan? Like, hey, I want to put up something that lights and people can drive through. Well, how did you come up with this idea?
Well, we had spent several years with our young children going to Santa Land outside Tyler. So, you know, you drive two and a half hours, sit in line for 3 hours.
Yeah.
You know, the kids are grumpy by then. Dad's grumpy.
Nobody cares
about the lights. Then you've got to drive home. It was pretty miserable.
Right.
But we also saw, you know, how many people want to come to that. And we just joked around and was like, oh, this would be really nice to have in our own community where we didn't have to drive so far to do that. Of course, we set that on the back burner, and my husband found this land on the interstate that he wanted to do something else with for a hobby of his. And when I went out there, I was like, no.
I've got a better idea.
Yes, so this is what we're going to do. And then, you know, our first year was pretty miserable. Of course, we battled daily rain, and it was pretty awful.
Yeah.
So people who have not come out since the first year, please come back.
Right.
We have made much improvement. We're the first to admit it was pretty awful. But
The love was there, and you could see the initiative.
I mean, we're still not to our vision, what we envision, but we're getting there, and we're pretty proud of all the work we've put in this year and how it looks and the things that we've added. It's pretty exciting.
I thought it was impressive last year, but obviously I'm going to be more impressed this year.
Right.
But,
I'm looking forward to the tunnel of lights. How many lights are in it?
So the new tunnel that we added on the exit trail has 38,920 lights.
That'll be crazy fun. And then the music goes with it, right?
Yes, I know that because I put every one of those up on a lift. So Yes, that took a weekend to get those all up, but 38,920, so it's pretty fun to see.
That's fantastic.
One of the little girls that came through the other day said, I can't wait to get to that cave.
Oh, like, yes.
And we encourage people, like, really to stop in front of it and, you know, stop inside of it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a pretty neat tunnel. We will definitely add more tunnels. The kids seem to really like that.
I think the adults will, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old kids at heart.
Yes.
Which I'm definitely one of those. All right, hang around. We're gonna kind of wrap it up again and talk a little bit more about it. And then, of course, you and Anna have to play a game.
Oh, remember the games.
Oh, gosh.
We have to play a game. All right, more of the best of most countries coming up on The Ping. That's one of my favorite songs right there. Craig Morgan, and That's What I Love About Sundays.
Yes.
On The Ping, 103.995 mypigradio.com. We're talking all things Season of Lights.
Yes.
Located in New Boston, Texas, just a very, very short drive from Texarkana to enjoy the season. And we're going to talk more about it and kind of wrap it up in a minute. But time to play a little game. And we played this game with our first guest this morning.
Right.
We had leftover questions.
Okay, so we get to use everything up.
Yep. So this is the good old yes or BS. So I'll tell you a quote or something that happened, and you say, yeah, it's real or no.
Okay.
Something's not right about that.
Oh,
all right.
My goodness. I feel like my husband will be better at this than
no,
me.
No, we'll be fine. We're going to get this.
One of my favorite heroes of all time, Benjamin Franklin, once said, beer is living proof that God loves us and wants us happy, wants to see us happy.
I'm going to go with you.
Did he say that, or is that made up?
I'm going to go with you.
I'm going to go with made up.
Well, he did say it.
Okay.
It is a fact.
Beer makes our tummy happy.
Because of the rotation of the earth, you can actually throw a baseball a little further if you throw it to the east instead of the west.
That sounds so stupid, it's true.
I'm going to say that's probably true.
And it is true. You can throw it a little further if you throw it to the east. How about that? More movies have been made about Abraham Lincoln's life than any other story in the world. Is that yes or
BS? In the world? I'm going to go with no.
In the world.
No.
You're right. It is made up, but I bet you'd never...
Pretty close.
You'd never guess what person or character it is.
No. So
no.
Just tell us. Santa.
No. Think more more dreaded or whatever. Dracula.
Count
Dracula.
Yeah, I guess.
Roosters can fly, but chickens cannot. Yes or BS?
Yes. I don't know.
She says yes.
I'm going to say BS.
Okay.
And you are correct. It's BS because neither one of them.
Okay.
That makes sense.
You now, make more sense.
I didn't really think about that.
Now, wild turkeys can fly.
Yes,
bit,
they can.
But
they
domesticated
can.
Turkeys, as we found out on WKRP in Cincinnati,
they
cannot,
can't fly. Especially when they have no feathers.
Right. That won't work. Couple of more. In The Wizard of Oz, the dog Toto was paid about five times what the average munchkin got paid.
I don't believe that.
Oh, wow.
He probably didn't get paid back in those days. He didn't.
I don't know. People love their dogs. I'm going to say the dog made more money.
Well, you are both kind of right, okay? Because, yes, the dog did make more money.
Okay.
He was paid $125 per week. That was... But it wasn't five times the average. It was two times more than what the munchkins got. So you're right.
So the dog made more money.
The dog made more money
than the human. Okay.
And finally, 53% of American adults sleep with their pet on the bed with them. Is that yes or BS?
I'm going to say yes, but probably that's a low estimate.
I'll go with yes. I'm going to follow her.
Well, actually, they say it's. I guess people only admit to it 22%.
Shame in your game.
Yes.
Those are the ones that don't admit that they really are sleeping with the dog or the cat or whatever. Okay. Y'all did quite well.
Thank you.
On Yes or BS. Once again, Season of Lights is open. It's going to be open now through the 27th. Tell them where they need to go, and if they have questions, where they can get a hold of you or look it up.
We are at exit 198. Directly on I-30 on the Southwest Frontage Road, the dead end there.
Right there near New Boston.
That is correct. And I think we have all of our addresses and GPS correct at this time, hopefully. But we have a Facebook page. We have our website, Instagram, And apparently we have a TikTok.
There you go.
So source it out.
So there's lots of ways to get the information you need and all of that about what's going on. But it's thousands and thousands and thousands of lights and Christmas music and fun and
yeah.
Santa and s'mores and food.
If you need to get yes. in the spirit of Christmas, this is where to go.
And the yes. tree maze.
Yes, we added the tree maze this year.
I'm looking forward
it's a
to
lot
that.
Of fun.
Yeah, that'll
yeah.
be fun.
Yeah.
So Seasons of Light, check them out. Look it up. You will not be sorry you made that a family outing.
Right.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks
y'all.
For
the surprise.
Thanks for having
You're
me.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
All right. Make sure you check out Seasons of Light. You will not be disappointed that you
nope.
did. We guarantee you that.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.